Today's share in the Der Show Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chof Tes Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and yesterday we began Simen Tof Mem Ches, which deals with the halachos of Chometz She'ovel Lovas of Pesach. Chometz that was owned by a Jewish person inappropriately on Pesach, and it was an Issur Daraisa or Bayiro Bayimotze, and therefore after Pesach the rabbis instituted a knas and said it's forbidden not only to eat that Chometz, but also forbidden for Hanoah to get any benefit from that Chometz. We begin with the very top of the Omud, Sif Gimel. And the Mechaber writes, Chometz shel Yisrael she'ovel lav Pesach osu bano. He tells us the basic thing over here, that if it's Chometz that was owned by a Jew on Pesach, after Pesach, that Chometz is osu b'hano. This is obviously a very important restriction that the rabbis institute over here to make sure that people did not take lightly ownership of Chometz on Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Zayin explains, the Konsur Rabbanon, the rabbis instituted a knas over here, Hoel va'ovar lova b'ayiro b'ayimotze. Since he was over in Issur Daraisa b'ayiro b'ayimotze, the rabbis didn't want people to take this laxly, and therefore they instituted a knas. The issue footnote number 20 brings down, this knas is not only on the owner of the chametz, but as brought down in the Bihar Locha in Dibra Maschul chametz over here, this is true, Mishum Knas Ze Asru Af Al Kol La'olam. This is also for everybody in the world. And the reasoning is, brought down by the Aruch HaShulchan, Shekivin Shechomitzu Dovah HaNichutz Li'odim L'chol HaShonet. Obviously, Chometz is something that people use all year round, and it's needed for all year round by all people. The rabbis were concerned that if they didn't make a serious statement over here and institute a Knas, therefore in the future, people are going to do tricks and cheat over here, saying that, well, it's now after Pesach and my chametz is mutter. So therefore, the rabbis instituted a very stiff penalty over here. Furthermore, the issue footnote number 21 brings down, because of this, we've already talked about that if you have a tarovis of chametz over here that was batel min haTorah, but just because of the strictness of Pesach, it's not mutter midrabanan, there's an issur derabanan on it, so then in that situation, you're not over by your rabbi matzah min haTorah, so then it would be mutter after Pesach. The rabbis didn't institute their gezer over here, and it would even be permitted to eat such chometz. However, he reminds us that the Elie Rabba said that you can't eat it, you can get hanah from it, you can't eat it. Chometz Nuksha, we remind ourselves also, it's not over by Rabbi Yimatzi min haTorah. Chometz Nuksha is not full formal chometz, but it's in an edible or partially inedible type of a chometz. So nevertheless, the Rov Achronim hold that that did have an institutional view of chometz Shovelas HaPesach that's also at least to eat, if not totally for Hanoah. If you had a tarovis that had less than a kezias of chometz, so here you have a machlokes. One opinion says that even though it was also midaraisa, since it's less than a kezayis, you're not over by Rabbi Yimotze, and therefore you would be allowed to go and use this after Pesach. However, if there wasn't the entire taroves a kezayis of chometz, even though you didn't eat it with the toch kedei achilas pras, then since the Raposkin say you are over by Rabbi Yimotze in this situation, so then some opinions say you are in fact over by Rabbi Yimotze. Halach lemaisa, he says, tzorich ian. According to the Chazon Ish, if you have crumbs of chometz, so even though you were mevatel them in your heart and you weren't over by Rabbi Yimotze, nevertheless one shouldn't eat them after Pesach. And then he deals with the chometz of a katan. If he didn't have a guardian, an apotropos that was responsible for him, in this situation the Prima Gadim says, Eino nesa b'yachila. We don't institute chometz shavalas of Pesach this gezer over here, because we don't make a knas on a katan. However, the Prima Gadim does bring down that it would be also to eat such chometz after Pesach, because of lo pluk. We don't make such distinctions over here to say some chametz is applicable, some chametz is not applicable. We don't eat chametz she'ovel lavas haPesach. He then also tries to make a distinction between a katan that has reached the age of chinuch, a child that is knowledgeable a little bit about what Pesach and chametz means, versus a baby that owns chametz, however that may have happened. And Ayin Shem and the rest is his footnote to see that there's a distinction over here between the two. Certainly, if the father who was goyer on his son and told him, get rid of your chametz, and the son didn't listen, and he's old enough to understand, so then Ein l'hakiv loch l'achapesach, then we would make a knas even on the katan. The Bir HaLocha, Dibra Masel, Chometz Shel Yisrael, which we already referred to, brings down over here that if chametz was stolen, and it was Avar Lavatz HaPesach, is that chametz permissible for the person who was stolen from? So the Noda Behuda paskins, yes, it's permissible for that person. He has nothing to do with it. It was stolen from him. However, many Achronim disagree with this, and they say that it would still be Osir Chometz Shel Avar Lavatz HaPesach. The issue, footnote number 24, brings down the reasoning of the Noda Behuda, and he says, Shema Shekazva Shulchan Aruch, that which the Shulchan Aruch said in Simen Tof Mem, that if somebody is mafkid his chametz, he places his chametz with another person, and that other person has given you permission to keep your chametz with him, so then you are over by Rabbi Yimotzei. But by a gazlin, he never asked permission over here, and therefore they're not over by Rabbi Yimotzei. So while the person who had it stolen from is not over by Rabbi Yimotzei, even if the ganav is over by Rabbi Yimotzei, he doesn't have the right to ruin this chametz for the original owner. You can't be osir something that doesn't belong to you. The issue footnote number 25 brings down the reasoning of the Achronim that disagree with the Noda Behuda, and he brings down, for example, from the Shelus Tshuva Sholom Meshiv, as well as Rabbi Kiva Eger, as explained by the Chazon Ish, Shalom Rosh Ein To Eles Liknos Es HaGazlin, there's no reason to go and make a knas on the Gazlin. Nevertheless, Kivin Shechomi Zohayosh Shal Yisroel BePesach Lo Chilku Chachomim B'Dover V'Yasru. So even though there's no reason to make a knas over here on the Gazlin, bottom line is, low plug. Once it's Chomish Avelas HaPesach, it's always going to be Osir. However, the Chofetz Chaim brings down further at the end of this Bir Halacha that if a guy stole the Chometz from a Jewish person and now it's Chomish Avelas HaPesach, in that situation the Elie Rabbah brings down that it is Mutter. There is no Isser over here of Chomish Avelas HaPesach, and this is brought down by the Prima Gadim as well. And the Marit Al-Ghazi, which you can see in Dishu footnote number 26, explains this Elie Rabbah, and he says, She'ef Shosha Gazlan Hanochri, Hechlif eschemso shayisrael b'chemso. We don't know for certain that this is actually the chametz that was stolen. Maybe it was switched around, and it's really chametz that belonged to the guy. And of course, chametz that belongs to a guy on Pesach doesn't have this knas of chametz shavala v'sa Pesach, should be also b'hano and achila. Furthermore, even if you know for a fact that it's not flipped around, it wasn't switched around, that is the chametz of the Yisrael, he says you still should be matrit over here, because nobody really is over by Rabbi Yimotzei. The person who was stolen from is not over by Rabbi Yimotzei, and the gazlin, who's a guy, is not over by Rabbi Yimotzei. And this is also the opinion of the Steichemet. Now we continue the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes and he says, this din over here of Chomesh Avelas HaPesach is also by Noah, is afilu even hinicho shogeg, even if you left it by accident, or you had extenuating circumstances that didn't allow you to go and get rid of it. It's an ones as opposed to it's even greater than a shogeg. Nevertheless, this din applies. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches, shelo yodah miyoso chometz, shogeg would be, he didn't know that he had that chometz there. Sivkot and Tes, an ones, Rotsa Lomar, he's telling us, Shiyada, he knows that he has his chametz, Elishaya Onus. He was forced, unable to go and be Mavatel or Mavar the chametz, Shloyo Yacholavaru. He wasn't able to go and burn it. And even though in this situation he's not over by Yiroa or by Yimotze because he's an Ones, nevertheless, Kansinon Hetero Otuisura. The rabbis still made this usur because they didn't want you to go and have a situation where you weren't an onus, and you're going to say, well, the chametz is mutter after Pesach. Because the shorina lay, because if they allowed it over here, osi lashuri lechadchila v'avar olay. Because next time you'll go and keep it intentionally throughout Pesach without getting rid of it or burning it, and therefore, the rabbi said, lo plug, once it's chomish avalas at Pesach, whether it's an onus or whether it's shogeg, it is going to be osir. He tells us then, the Mishnah Berurah, ayin bir halacha, go look at what I write in the bir halacha. And if you look in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskil, Afilu Hinicho Shogeg Ones, he brings down that the Mechaber over here, Stam, didn't go and explain it. Velo Pirish, and didn't say, are we talking about over here that there was a Bittul or there was no Bittul? And he brings down that this is a Machlokis amongst the Achronim. Would this apply only if there was no Bittul? Or would, even if he did a Bittul, would this din of Chomit Shavales HaPesach apply over here? He ultimately concludes, Uladina Kvar Kosavdu in Sifhei, Lismoch Amekilin Bahano, that you can rely upon the lenient opinion that it would be mutil lahano if there is a hefsid maruba. And that's the halacha that he says applies over here as well. There's much more in this Bir Halacha, Ayin Sham, for more details. Then we continue in the Mishnah Berurah where he says, Kos of Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel writes in Yoredeya Simon Kuflamid Beis. He was asked, Nishalti al Yisrael Echod, Shohayolo Kodem Pesach Berechayim Shonochri Dogon Litron. A Jewish person asked the following Shaila. He had grain that was in the millstone of a non-Jewish person that was waiting to be ground up into flour. He left the grain over there in the millstone. Ad cholamayt shel Pesach. Nothing was done to it until cholamayt of Pesach. And now, v'kasher igia yom shvi shel Pesach. And now, on the seventh day of Pesach, the goy comes holach hanochri v'tochan hadogon shel Yisrael. He ground up this flour, this grain. He made it into flour. V'osam min hakemach lechem. He then took this flour and made it into bread. V'yof apas, and he turned it into bread. V'hevi apas liYisrael. Take it achar Pesach, and he brings it to the Jew right after Pesach. And the person asked, what is the halachic status of this bread? So Veishavti, he responded, the psak is, Shemutru likach hadomim B'yad ha'pas, ha'hu min ha'nochri. You're allowed to take money over here from the guy for this bread. Va'nochri ha'hu yochlenu, let the nochri eat this bread. O yimkarenu l'nochri, or you can sell it to another nochri. Ayin shom in the Beis Hillel. The issue footnote number 22 explains that this is analogous to a nochri that made your wine into yayin nesach, and you're allowed to go take money from him for the wine, or the nochri can sell it to another nochri and give you the money. Because eino nechshav sheyisrol nene me'ayayin, because you're not getting direct benefit from the yayin nesach, ella, you're just getting from the nochri the damage that he did to your wine. So in this similar situation, you're just getting from the nochri the damage that he did to you and the bread that he made, which is your bread that was chometz on Pesach, which technically belonged to you, you're just getting back the damages from the guy. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Chok Yaakov agrees. The Chok Yaakov hiskim the mutraf b'achila says you can even eat it yourself. Mitam shema hechlif ha'akma dogon v'hevi rak sveik chometz shovel v'as Pesach. He says, how do you know that that's really the grain that was your grain? Maybe he flipped it and switched it, and it's really the guy's grain, and therefore it's only a sofek of chometz shovel v'as Pesach. And he says, look further, v'ayin kam in simen tof mem test, where this is discussed as well. The base mayor mitzadi lahatu b'achila mitam achir. He gives another reason why you can eat it, and he says the apa gav the pasa kamachaber the bein b'shogeg bein me'ones. Even though we just said whether it's shogeg or ones, it's considered chomei shavu as a pesach. He says not all ones is the same. Lav kol anosin shovim. Not all circumstances that are out of your control are the same. Ubonus kazet in something like this where the guy took it. The lo yocho kla lasukia daite shiefa akum mikim ko chometz. You had no havamina, you had no thought whatsoever that he's going to take your grain and turn it into chometz on Pesach. Bevade lo konsu chachom ein sham. In that situation, the rabbis didn't institute a knas. He says further, vayin in the bir halacha mashukasa b'shem ad revas. And that long bir halacha that I mentioned to you, dibra maskal afilu nicho, he goes through the thinking of the Radvaz on this as well. We'll actually look inside this bir halacha now. It's about even to where we are in the Mishnah Berurah. About two or three lines down into this bir halacha from where we are in the Mishnah Berurah, where he writes, V'anu matzanu tshuva zu b'radvaz, simen elef tofav, v'natiknikena b'kan b'shlemus. And we're going to now quote it in its entirety. Go down another line where he says, V'zeh l'shon o'sham acha shekosav l'shon ha'shela. He asked this question where a guy wet it, he put it in his mouth and he wet the grain, which was what they would do in some places before they would grind it. And he says that the Radvaz paskin v'hitarti mikama to'omim. I permitted this grain over here for several reasons. Number one, chada shehiviu li me'achita. They actually brought to me some of the grains that were wet by the guy. And I saw the grain, Shehivesha was dry. And it hadn't reached the level of chametz. And it hadn't split open. So therefore, the wetting of it actually didn't turn it into chametz. The heve zman isura d'rabbanon, the heve isura d'rabbanon bisman d'rabbanon, and therefore the whole problem over here is the wetting it is only in isur d'rabbanon, and it was on the last day of Pesach, which is the zman that it's only in isur d'rabbanon. So therefore he permitted it. Number two, v'su, the time of the isura, the reason why chometz achar Pesach is not allowed to be eaten, not allowed to get hanor from it, mishum knasa, a knas. And here we don't institute a knas because the guy took his grain without his permission, and the guy wet the grain, and therefore we don't cancel the Jew who owned the grain. He's over by Yerob Bayimotze, so why don't we make the knas, low plug? He says, lesser. He's actually not over it over here. Because on Yontif, he wasn't able to get rid of it. He should have been mevatel it before it became chametz. He didn't think it was chametz over here. And therefore, what would he be mevatel? Therefore, the Radvaz paskin tilkoch lekol miknase. We don't make a knas over here on this person. Furthermore, the Radvaz says v'su that we treat this very lenient over here because the whole thing is only a din d'rabbanon, and we treat it like a very lenient iser over here. For example, like truma in chutzal aretz the mevatlan also berov lechachila. You can be mevatel it even lechachila. Therefore, the Radvaz concludes this tshuva and he says, Lefi hatam malolo, because of all of these reasons that I just mentioned, he tarti lo l'orvu ma'at ma'at im shara chita ulamochu afilu Yisrael. He allowed him to go be mevatel it over here in other grain and to even sell it to a Jew. Ad kan l'shonu. Those are the words of the Radvaz. And the Chofetz Chaim himself concludes, Upashut the Kavodas Haradvaz Lahatir Avilu Liatzmo, he permits it even for himself, Ulefi Shetiku Dvarav Ulamoch Li Yisrael, Vishmitu Tebas Afilu, Hevila Matihud Ulamad Laatzmo Osir, the Eino Kain. Chofetz Chaim just concludes over here to explain why there seemed to be a misunderstanding, the Mati Yehuda, as to what the Radvaz held. So it's just based upon the language that the Radvaz used, where he said that it's Mutur Li Acherim, that implied, according to the Mati Yehuda, that it wouldn't be permissible to himself, but that's incorrect. The Eino Kain. Now let's see this back inside in the Mishnah Berurah. Im hiniach Yisrael chitim berei chayim, if a Jew left his grain, his wheat, in the millstone, uba'akum v'amal Yisrael shalusasu l'chano, and the guy came and said he licked it, he wet it, as was their custom, before they would grind it up, and then he ground it up. So ayin the chok Yaakov, b'shem chinuch beis Yehuda, d'yesh kan habi sveikos l'hako, since there's many ways or reasons that you could be makel over here, we don't institute the knas of chomish shovel of sepesach. And he concludes, The Prima Godman says, no, it's normal that they would go and do this over here, but he concludes, we can be relying upon the fact that maybe he switched it around with other grain, either his own grain or somebody else's grain, and therefore one can be makel and not say that this is chomish shovel of sepesach in this situation as well. Now, we're about to enter a very interesting couple of pages, Dapim, over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Daf Lamed has a little bit of Mechaber still, as though we didn't finish off even the Mechaber on Chav Tes Amud Beis, but there's a tremendously long Shari Tshuva, which extends to the entire Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and actually continues over into much of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. And there is no Mechaber or Amor, there's just a little bit of Mishnah Berurah on that page, and there is no Mishnah Berurah or other Nosei Kelim, other than Shari Tshuva, on Daf Lamed Omid Beis. So we are going to actually combine the next couple of Shiurim into one Shir, because we're not going to do the entire Shari Tshuva inside, and in Mitzvah Hashem, you'll see what we do when we dictate tomorrow's Shir. With that, we conclude today's Shir.